欢迎大家跟随 Ironmongo 学习空乘英语，这里是主站音频课的复制版，所有课程配套教材讲义请访问 www.ironmongo.net， 使用课程代码搜索即可。
4.1
Would you like beef or chicken, sir? Or the vegetarian option, the lasagna?
Beef, please.
Here we are. What would you like to drink?
A glass of red wine, please.
Okay.
Is it French?
No, it's a South African wine. It's very nice. Would you like to try it?
Yes, thanks.
And you, madam, would you like beef or chicken or the lasagna?
Oh, have you got any fish?
No, I'm sorry. Our choices are beef, chicken or vegetable lasagna today.
Is the chicken very spicy?
No, it's just mildly spiced. It's not like a curry. Would you like to try it?
Good. I'll take the chicken. Could I have a glass of water too, please?
Certainly, madam. Would you like still or sparkling?
Still, please.
There you are. Enjoy your meal. And what about your children?
Do you have children's meals on board?
We do carry pre-ordered special children's meals for passengers who have booked prior to their flight. Did you book them?
Nah, I'm afraid I didn't.
Well, I could check to see if we have any spare meals for you. Would you like me to do that?
Ah, yes, please. That would be great.
I'll be back in a moment. I've got two children's meals here that have been ordered, but not needed. It's burger and chips and fun food they'll really enjoy. Would they like these?
Ah, it's their favourite food. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. There you are.Would you like a drink with your meal, boys?
They'd like a 7-Up with no ice, please.
If you're returning with us, it might be possible to order your children a special child's meal for their flight home. I can come back to you after the meal's service and discuss if you'd like.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks.
No problem. I'll be back after the meal's service then. Enjoy your meal. Would you like chicken or beef, sir?
4.2
Coffee or tea?
Red or white wine?
Still or sparkling?
Beef or chicken?
Brown or white?
Vegetarian or non-vegetarian?
4.3
Soda
Perrier
Apple juice
Sauvignon Blanc
Johnny Walker
Merlot
Cognac
Fruit tea.
Bloody Mary.
Hot chocolate.
Vodka.
Martini.
Cronenberg.
Bacardi rum.
Cappuccino.
Diet Coke.
Lemonade.
Bottled still water.
Port.
Carlsberg.
Bordeaux.
Champagne.
Tomato juice.
Tonic water.
Earl Grey tea.
Ginger ale.
Bourbon.
English breakfast tea.
Espresso.
Four. Passenger 1.
What would you like to drink?
A large glass of water, first of all, and a gin and tonic, please.
No problem. Ice with your water?
No, thanks.
Passenger 2.
What can I get you, sir?
What kind of fruit juice have you got?
Apple, orange, pineapple, or tomato?
Pineapple, please. Passenger 3.
What would you like, sir?
Could I have a cup of tea, please?
Yes, of course. Do you mind waiting a moment? We're serving cold drinks just now.
Oh, sorry. I'll have an apple juice then, and the tea later.
Are you sure?
Yes, that'll be fine. Passenger 4.
Would you like a drink from the bar, sir?
Do you have a cold beer?
Sure. Heineken or a local beer?
I'll try a local one, please.
Here you are.
Passenger 5.
Can we have 2 large glasses of Coke, please?
With ice, I guess.
Yes, please.
Here we are. Enjoy.
Passenger 6.
Excuse me, could I have another glass of white wine?
By all means. Pass your glass, please. There you are.
Many thanks. The meal is great, by the way.
Glad you're enjoying it.
Passenger 7.
Excuse me. I'd like another vodka. Sorry, sir. We'll be landing in 30 minutes and the drinks bar has been closed. Can I get you a soft drink, perhaps? No, thanks. Apple, orange, pineapple, or tomato?
Coke, Fanta, Sprite, 7-Up or Lilt?
Red wine, white wine, sherry or champagne?
Earl Grey, English breakfast, peppermint or green?
Still water, sparkling water, soda water or tonic water?
Espresso, cappuccino, decaffeinated or regular?
4.6.
Ladies and gentlemen, the duty-free sales will begin shortly. Please prepare your list of purchases. Check the Shopping On Board magazine in your seat pocket. All prices are in local currency and in US dollars, and you can pay by cash or by using a credit card. We accept most major credit cards. Frequent flyers win points on all sales on board. There are some excellent bargains and there are several items specially designed for our airline.
4.7.
Perfumes, gifts, chocolates, alcohol, toys?
Yes, please.
What can I get for you, sir?
I'm looking for a light perfume for my daughter's birthday.
I have the perfect one. No, 2. Both are 100 mils. This one is delightful. And it's a bargain at only $41. The other one is a classic, the very best, but more expensive at $65.
Which one do you recommend?
I really like this one.
And it costs $41?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, I'll take it.
How would you like to pay?
By credit card. But just a minute, can I also see the airline's specially designed scarves?
Of course. They're pure silk and they're, let me see, $72 each.
I'll take one.
So that comes to, let me add it up, 41 plus 72, $113.
Okay. Here's my credit card and my frequent flyers card too, for the points.
Thank you. Would you like a receipt or just the credit card printout?
I need the receipt too, please.
No problem. Here's your receipt. Here are your cards, and these are your gifts.
Many thanks.
It's a pleasure. Duty-free sales? Yes? No?
$4.8
The perfume costs $41.
The scarves are $72 each.
$41 plus $72 makes $113.
$4 times $8 equals $32.
$100 minus $85. That's $15 change.
That comes to €120.
How will you be paying? By card or with cash?
How would you like to pay?
Here's your receipt, your card, and your gifts.
$4.9 1
Did you enjoy this part of the flight?
I enjoyed all parts of the in-flight service, but the nicest part was probably doing the meals and the drinks, because that was the chance you had to engage with the passengers for the first time after takeoff. And you'd come through the cabin and you could really hold some good conversations with passengers and find out, you know, how they were feeling and, you know, how excited or if they wanted to be left alone. And you could really gauge that quite well during that first part of the meals or drink service. And you could get to know people a little as well. You know, you'd get to know that little old lady who was very nervous about flying to Australia for the first time, and you'd also get to, you know, speak to a wide range of people for, you know, a duration, which was good. During the food and drinks service, quite often, particularly on international flights, you'd have a lot of people on board who wouldn't be able to speak the language. But there was never any problem with the food and drink. People all over the world seem to know what a Coke is or whether they're having beef or chicken. So food and drink was never an issue with foreign language, which was always useful.
2.
How much do cabin crew know about the meals in advance?
During the pre-flight briefing that all airlines carry out, the crew get to know about the meals in advance. We will know how many passengers we have on board. We will know any special meal requirements that are needed and any dietary problems. And we will know of any special requests that a passenger may have given prior to their flight. So we have all that information. And by the time we get on board, we check the catering to make sure those passenger requirements are actually on board.
3.
Do you remember one special incident during the meals service?
During the meal service, it can be horrific because although I've said that it's a really great time to engage with customers, it's also quite a frenetic time because passengers are also worried to know whether their meal that they've requested is on board. One particular occasion I remember was a lady travelling from London to Hong Kong. She had 3 children and had requested 3 special children's meals. Unfortunately, my stewardess had actually given the 3 children meals to the row in front of her, who just happened to have 3 children in the row in front. So, of course, the first I heard of it was when the call bell rang, and this very irate lady was so cross. I mean, she was shouting and screaming at the stewardess at how stupid the stewardess had been and why should these other people get her children's meal that she'd requested. It was a difficult situation, but I managed to calm her down by listening to her and sorting out the children with food from business class and first class, which was very fortunate because this particular flight, we had a lot of children and a lot of children's meals and there weren't any spare. So the only way I was able to appease this lady was to go and make up a dinner from the first class menu and fortunately managed to do that. But yes, it was an occasion I remember well.